The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a happier, happy hour. Dama, creepy tour, the vice presidential pick, J.D. Vance. He's been drafted to, what, go stalk Kamala all across the country. And Kamala's come to our backyard.
Apparently, they call that bird dogging, perhaps? So the bird dog tour?
Normally, they don't make the vice president do it. Normally, it's like an intern or a staffer.
Yeah, he's like a coffee boy. He's kind of like those things to Donald Trump. Because it's not about Donald Trump. Trump's not doing that. Send the bearded guy, man. The beard ambition tour. He'll go do it.
How do you think he's transporting? I mean, she gets Air Force too, right? She's got a governmental plane. She'll be flying out there. What sort of transport do you think JD gets?
Because Enterprise.
Wherever she's going, he's going. So she's going to Philadelphia, and he's going to Philadelphia. And she's coming to Eau Claire on Wednesday, and Crudy will be there. But so will J.D. Vance. And they've
also going to Detroit on Wednesday after Eau Claire. Is J.D. Vance going to, what, hitch a ride?
I don't know. Can he get on the Greyhound from here to there?
I mean, he won't get there in time.
Maybe take the Manitowoc Ferry across? But, I mean, are they going to fly this guy commercial, or do they have, like, a Trump Force 2?
Maybe Harlan Crow's got a little spot in his plane. If Clarence Thomas isn't going to be on it, he'll let the bearded man be on it.
Of course, the newest breaking headlines is there are more trips that Clarence Thomas has failed to disclose on his federal disclosures. That doesn't help your case, Mr. Thomas. That's out there. And we talked about the fact, Chutkan, the January 6th, the Trump mini trials that could go forward. Our earlier guest, fine one indeed, Matt Flynn, thought, you know, that might be the best chance we get at getting evidence onto the record for the American people. Unless, of course, you all go out and vote for Kamala Harris. And when Kamala Harris becomes the president, it will
then
be...
Then the trial continues, baby.
Oh,
then
they all continue. You know, then it's game continue. On. Then it's game on. So, I mean, you've got to sense this sense of desperation. Donald Trump thought he was running away with this race. He was so full of hubris, he picked J.D. Vance as his running mate. The weirdo.
The bearded lady?
So, J.D. Vance coming to Eau Claire about 1 o'clock. I do have a location, Dom, if you're looking for it.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Sure.
I can give it to you. Is the Hooters still open in Eau Claire? I mean, I would assume the Hooters? No, not the Hooters.
I went up to Chippewa Falls recently for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Last time I was in Eau Claire proper, I believe, earlier in the spring, I think I went to the Pablo Center and then stayed at the Oxbow, which is my intent again, Dom. Because you won't be there, so I'm getting a good hotel.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say,
it's not exactly the circus of Eau Claire. It's very tasteful.
Nothing is.
Really, nothing is. 844-967-2789. And we're down to, apparently, depending on whose reporting you believe, two choices. Kamala Harris is down to two, and they are Tim Walz, who Dom is said he's got some affinity for. If he had to choose, you'd pick Walls, right?
Well, I mean, only because you're picking Shapiro, and you're going to be wrong, so I'm taking Walls.
I've only been... You absolutely know the logic behind my choice of Shapiro because of where they're rolling him out. I was just trying to reverse engineer.
And I got you, man.
I think I'm close to being right. We'll see if I'm fully vindicated.
But your own historical analysis of vice presidential picks would indicate that statistically, most often the vice presidential nominees are not rolled out in their home state.
But I said,
so
this
you're going
time
against your
be.
Own research. Yeah, yeah, I got you.
Sometimes you got to go out, you know, on a plank down. You got to walk that plank. And I walked that plank all the way to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and said, they're not going to roll out the governor of Minnesota in Philly. He'd get booed. Have you ever been to Philly? That's a rough crowd.
Didn't they throw batteries
they booed
at Santa Claus?
Santa Claus. I think they mostly threw batteries and snowballs at, you know, their own team, the Eagles, but that's a rough crowd. So it wouldn't be quite fair to roll anyone other than Shapiro out. And we know our friend Matt Flynn thinks Shapiro is the choice. Yeah. And I've only said that just based on geographic location of the first rollout. But Tim Walls, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, that ain't far.
Right. It's kind of right there. It's not too far. Same
that's
market,
not
right?
far. That's not far. That's sort of a, well, it's not exactly across the river, but that's damn near Minneapolis TV market.
You know, some of the grievances against Shapiro, his stance on against the protesters that were protesting, you know, the situation in Gaza, and himself being Jewish, notwithstanding that fact, but the fact that he was apparently harsh, a little rough on some of those protesters, and his acceptance of the school voucher, you know, kind of philosophy. Do you think, and I don't know, my understanding, neither of those situations occurred with Walls, but Matt seems to discount those. Yeah, well, whatever. It's not like the teachers union isn't going to vote for Kamala Harris because of that. If they're going to go for Trump. Do you think there's any headwind for Shapiro in that regard?
Sure. Well, the fact that Fetterman actually apparently has been opposing this guy's candidacy as the VP pick, and he's the senator from his state. Well, I would call that a headwind. Certainly, I'm sure the teachers union has had some say, or at least had some information they put into Kamala's ear and her team. I mean, former Attorney General Eric Holder is the guy doing the vetting. And he's a very intelligent guy. I mean, very thorough. This guy was a corporate lawyer before he was the Attorney General of the United States. That guy knew Shady since way back. Right. But Eric Holder, you know, he's the sort of guy that knows where some of the skeletons are buried in this world. And I would say, you know, if there are skeletons buried, their opposition research has been done. Even Kamala Harris's own husband, Doug Imhoff, has had to come out and make a confession that apparently he had an affair during his first marriage, not when married to Kamala Harris, but... had an affair with the nanny, and there might have been a pregnancy there.
No.
Oh, the right is running all over with that.
No,
I know.
Right,
so ironic.
With three baby mamas and like eight kids and what? Come on, man. The guy's got, but you can't look for any sort of consistency with any of these megas, man. This doesn't matter.
Well,
you know,
of course,
matter.
It's not
bring
even
home
the candidate.
Hostages from frickin' Russia, and Trump goes out, Mega goes out and congratulates Russia for what? Working one over on the U.S.? And then it says, well, aren't we encouraging this? Well, I don't know, man. The way you say that, Trump, it's almost like you're encouraging your buddy Putin to continue to do that. The stock market goes up, they don't say a word. Stock market goes down, oh, it's the Kamala crash. You know, you can't, there's zero consistency from any of these Megas on any issue, period.
I agree, but you remember what it was like. You know that, depending on your point of view, if you are the righty-whitey talk radio host, you're looking through your prism. You're looking for stories that favor your point of view. You're not accentuating, you know, the stuff that's going to make CJ go home and cry in his pillow tonight. You don't want to bring that up. In fact, specifically, if you'll recall, after Joe Biden was declared the winner of the election. The ratings in Milwaukee on Righty Whitey Talk Radio dumped, like cut in half. But once they started claiming it was a rigged election and it was stolen from them.
Yeah, maybe money getting made.
Oh,
people want to hear that.
They got big ratings. Big ratings. So, you know, ultimately, I think when there are mouthpieces there to say whatever they need to say on behalf of these candidates. But I think there is a sense amongst the right, and I've heard it on right-wing talk radio, they get the fact that this is a changed race. And whatever their assumptions were, that it was going to be all about crushing Joe Biden, well, that's out the window. And I think some are starting to admit Kamala Harris has kind of got this guy rattled. Donald Trump is a little bit rattled. He has lost all discipline of his campaign.
He canceled the September 10th ABC debate, man. He's not showing up. He called it. I'm not doing that. I have litigation with George Stephanopoulos. Terrible network. What, you didn't have that before? I mean, what are you talking about? He's running scared, and the Harris campaign is taking full advantage of it. And Harris will show up, and if Trump doesn't, she'll get that time free, baby. Knock yourself out.
There are other headlines to press, but let me ask you a question. One of the other criticisms, Harris has not done any interviews yet. It's been a couple weeks. At what point does she have to do her sit down with Lester Holt or George Stephanopoulos or Fox News? When does she start doing sit downs?
After the DNC.
After the DNC.
Yeah. I mean, ride that wave. She has no obligation to do any of that right now. You know, Joe is the president, this administration. She's out figuring her thing out, doing her campaigning. She's going to roll out her VP pick. You know, before you know it, we're going to be at the DNC somewhere around then. No, I mean, why wreck it? You know what I mean? Let this ride this way for a while. Trump, why give them anything? Hey, what did Trump say? Oh, we already know everything about her. You know everything about me. Why should I bother debating? Well, I guess if you know everything, you don't need to worry about an interview with Lester Holt. Now, do you, Trump?
Well,
so,
Trump
no,
said
you just... let them fester. Let them roll. Let them just get. Let them start screaming from the rooftops. When's Kamala going to go on an interview? Let them. You know what? Take your time. Do your thing. Focus on the campaign. And then she'll knock it out of the park whenever she decides to do that.
Well, Trump can't claim he knows everything about her. Just last week, he admitted didn't know she was black.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like a pretty big fact.
Well, he thought she was, according to him, she was always Indian, and now she's black. She took a turn. Like, what? Yeah, and then what? Then his sycophants get out there and keep repeating the same racist tropes.
You know, Trump's been on a spiral since about 20 minutes into his RNC speech. Come back, more devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back. Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines. Talk or text. Let us know your thoughts at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I found the perfect descriptor. He's not the Cheeto Jesus. This is Fat Elvis Trump. Fat Elvis Trump.
Fat Elvis?
I hate to give it to Charlie Sykes. I hate to acknowledge the man. So disastrous for the politics in the state of Wisconsin, doing Righty Whitey Talk Radio for like 26 years. Now he gets to cash those big old MSNBC checks, right? But I got to give him his props today, Dom. here is what he said. MSNBC panelists couldn't help but chuckle Monday afternoon after the Bulwarks. Charlie Sykes identified former President Donald Trump as being in the Fat Elvis stage of his career. Looks fatter all the time, doesn't he? And old.
He doesn't look great. He looks really old these days.
Former Senator Claire McCaskill praised Sykes' comment on Monday morning, which started the network off. I've got to give a shout out to my friend Charlie Sykes, McCaskill said, of the top of the Nicole Wallace show. I spit coffee over the weekend when I saw how he referred to Trump. That Trump is in the Fat Elvis stage of his career. I feel like that's mean to Elvis, shouted Wallace. I mean, I love that. Man. I love that McCaskill continued. And by the way, Fat Elvis is worried. And so is the weirdo he picked as his running mate. McCaskill pointed out that the Democratic field is pretty damn good. And Vice President Kamala Harris doesn't have any bad choices. Sykes explained that the rally of the weekend was revealing. We can talk about, you know, what his strategy was and what he intended to do. But I also think, you know, the other thing was the complete lack of impulse control, explained Sykes Monday morning. You know, as Mike Barnicle says, this is a deeply damaged man who is really sort of, you know, once again in the Fat Elvis stage of his career. I thought it was very revealing that he's going back to when he came down the golden elevator in 2015. Well, you recall when Sykes, well, when Trump did it, Sykes referenced it. This man is relitigating his original playbook because that's what he's got. I think that's what my takeaway from all of this was. He keeps going back to things that he thinks works, said Sykes about Trump turning birtherism into anti-Harris racism. That was one of his efforts over the weekend. And on Monday afternoon, Sykes explained that one of the more interesting things unfolding in the GOP is that it has been purging its bench. He noted there have been many good candidates over the years, but that they've been shoved out after clashing with Trump. Yeah, clear that bench. Who needs a farm club?
We don't need anybody. I mean, Donald Trump is the only one that can fix it. Donald Trump for president, Donald Trump for vice president, Donald Trump for Speaker of the House, Donald Trump for everything. I mean, if you believe what the Trumpsters and the MAGAs believe, Donald Trump is the only capable human being that can do anything that the Republicans need done. It is only and can only be Donald Trump.
I can't wait till he starts coming out in white rhinestones. Fat Elvis. Oh, Dom. I've got to tell you, I haven't independently verified the veracity of this, but the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin, usually they're pretty good because they want people like me to press forward with these details. And they describe Derek Van Orden's weird weekend. Yes, I what like.
Did they release the video?
The video has been released, Dom.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, Derek Van Orden, former Navy SEAL drunkard from Wisconsin, at least representing Wisconsin, claimed that he was a victim of political violence. But no, political violence. That's what he called it. Yeah, they sicked the cops on like a 100-pound lady he was trying to cut in front of and sat her ass in jail for 15 hours while this guy was saying, oh, it was political violence. And now they've released the videos. Tell me more.
Dateline Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. And there's more than just the videos, Dom. More new, fresh outrage, new accusations. We'll get to them as soon as possible. Here's your breaking news. Rested and rejuvenated, after his first week of summer vacation, Derek Van Orden spent the weekend doing what he does best, hiding from his constituents, acting weird, and making headlines for all the wrong reasons. New headlines. Now, Derek Van Orden is no stranger to bad press, and the headlines just keep piling up. On Saturday morning, WISN-TV obtained police body camera footage showing Van Orden appears to have lied about being the victim of assault during the RNC.
So it wasn't political violence?
Van Orden should have known that the camera doesn't lie. The alleged political violence turned out to be nothing more than someone stepping in front of him in line. Hardly worth throwing a fit over. Undeterred.
Have you met Van Orden?
Here's the more, Dom. Undeterred.
Worth throwing a fit over.
Derek Van Orden, who so far refused to comment on the Milwaukee incident, turned to bizarre and childish taunts in Prairie du Chien, stopping by the Democratic Party of Crawford County's office outside of regular hours and acting surprised when there was no welcome party to greet him. Van Orden deposited two whole yard signs, buttons with his face on them, and a note before scuttling off to the safety of his own supporters, all the while continuing to duck his own constituents and the campaign promises he failed to deliver. Here's a statement from the Democratic Party Crawford County Chair Dale Clemmie. Let me spell it out for him. We don't want your yard signs. And these stunts are getting weird. It's bad enough that Derek Van Orden embarrasses himself in our state on a regular basis, ignoring his responsibilities to play immature games. It's just sad. So you get that? He showed up at the Democratic Party office after hours and starts jamming his own campaign buttons in and writes him a little note and then puts a couple of his yard signs there. What a cool cat.
What a weirdo. And a liar. I mean, let's just say this. He literally had a citizen of this country thrown into jail, at least holding, for 15 hours because he untruthfully complained to the police in Milwaukee during the RNC that he was a victim of political violence. That's this guy. I mean, yeah, of course he's shoving yard signs into the door, man. I'm surprised he's not leaving a deuce and lighting it on fire.
I don't think he's jumped that shark quite yet. Yeah. We are the Devil's Advocates. It is not the Fat Elvis phase of our careers. We're thinking more of Trump.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour rolling through it. Your participation, well, it's not quite mandatory, but if we could make it so, we would at 844-967-2789. Just
it's strongly, strongly encouraged.
It is absolutely strongly encouraged. It's a phone line. It's a text line. And yes, sir. Yes.
I was just kind of reflecting on this concept that former right-wing talk radio host Charlie Seitz talked about, President Trump being in the Fat Elvis stage of his career. I'm thinking, I had to look it up. Elvis was 42 years old when he died, man. Trump's almost twice the age of Fat Elvis, man. I appreciate, but damn, that's not even close, man. 42? Hell, we're older than Elvis when he died. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Trump's almost twice his age.
Yes. I went immediately to, wasn't Lisa Marie like 14 when Elvis started dating her?
I don't know, man.
At least it wasn't his daughter, right?
Or cousin or something. You know, what are you going to do? Elvis, 42 years old when he died. Donald Trump in the Elvis, Fat Elvis stage of his career. Shake those hips. You know, he does the dance, man. You know, he's trying to do the Elvis thing.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I kind of keyed into my mind the old Fat Albert song rather than... For Fat, I actually Facebook, and I put Fat Elvis rather than Fat Donald, but it is just something else that the man is going to sing the same old, play the same old song for us he did last time. That stolen elections, you know, Brian Schimming and the rest of his criminal gang here in this state, you know, who are probably aware of, if not involved in the whole fake electors thing, which we should be calling.
Well, that's more than just
every single time.
That's more than just implied. It was part of the data release with the settlement Forward Law had with, what, Cheeseboro and the fake electors, everyone else, the civil suit. We've seen all sorts of emails that tie Brian Schimming in all the way back to the January 6th. He at least knew the conspiracy was going on.
And his duty was to the state of Wisconsin is to actually expose the criminal enterprise that happened. I mean, your duty is, if you ever had a sworn office to, and I don't know if he ever has, but I mean, anybody.
Well, I don't know about Brian Schimming, office, but I would say U.S. Senator Ron Johnson might have had some obligation under law.
And ethically, at least, Schimming should have said something. I mean, that these guys are trying to run as you know, the party of moral certainty and moral values and all that. Where the hell is their actual...
I think they gave up on that. I mean, Mark, it can't possibly be the case. I mean, look at who their candidate is. You know what I mean? You can't tell me you're running on
What a quaint notion. Morals,
right? That's so cute, Mark.
Yeah, heaven forbid. I'm 66 year old now, and I still expect something from our politicians. And I guess I'll continue to do that until the day I die. But I mean,
well,
we actually,
man,
I was supposed to
Mark, how's it feel to want, man?
Yeah, it's you know that it is just pretty disgusting, and these guys should just be called out to it all the time by the media.
All the time. I mean, that, yep. Right? Absolutely. Absolutely, Mark, and thanks for the call, man. Hit you, cut you short. 844-967-2789. They got to be called out all the time, but they don't have. There's no shame, right? So you can't call them on the hypocrisy. You can't call them on the lies, because well, you know, I was just talking. You can't take everything that Donald Trump says word for word. You know, you gotta understand what he really is trying to communicate. Apparently, everything's up for interpretation. Thanks for the call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Crudy, Lisa Marie Presley was the daughter. She's the daughter. And Priscilla Presley was the wife.
How old was she?
I think she's still with us, Priscilla Presley. Wasn't she the one in
Naked Gun? Yeah. Nice beaver. Thanks.
I just had it stuffed. Right. Oh, Priscilla Presley.
844?
79 years old. Still with us.
How old?
79.
844-967-2789. Just about getting old enough to be a Republican presidential candidate.
Getting up there.
Wisco Paul, how you doing, man?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Great show today. Bringing up a lot of good topics. Boy, that Thomas is just corrupt. It's actually
wow, right?
More than him. It would be bad anyway, but if it was only him, but it's more than just him. Hey,
but he's the worst example of it, Wisco. He's taken over $4 billion.
Right. I mean,
the rest of them took like $400,000 combined amongst eight justices.
I mean, if you're going to do it, Paulie, you may as well go to the limit, because what's the downside? What are they going to do? Fire you?
No, there is no Tom. There is no Tom.
Right, man. That's what I'm saying. Cash all the money. Take all the checks. I mean, if that's how it's going to be, you may as well be brazen about it. Hey, I'm Clarence Thomas. Pay me and F you. What are you going to do?
Yeah, nothing, because his wife's involved in J6. But, oh, my goodness, you start thinking about this and the whole Supreme Court. Yeah, they're not going to do anything. So that's very sad. Hey, I got to get into a little bit of a up note here. It was nice to hear Matt Flynn today. A lot of good things to say. And I really feel in my heart of hearts that Kamala is going to take Shapiro from Pennsylvania for the simple reason, and Crudy, you and me have talked about a little bit, and hey, I hate to admit it, Crudy might be right again.
it happens every once in a while, man.
Yeah. Well, it's been happening quite a bit lately. That's kind of spooky. But anyway, the election comes to Pennsylvania, and if he can help her win Pennsylvania, we'll never have to hear about Trump again. Boy, wouldn't that be something? He'll probably end up in the slammer or very close to it, because the truth will finally come out. So that's my take on that. Pennsylvania, you're for sure. Well, there's nothing for sure, but Wisconsin and Michigan should go on Kamala's side. So that's my take today. And great show. And the Thomas thing really bothers me. It really does.
Wait. Do you have it? I'm sorry, Wisco. I got momentarily distracted. Did you give us your VP pick?
Yeah. Well, I guess you did get a little. Same as you.
It's Shapiro, man.
Yeah. I was even.
I just wanted to hear you say it twice, Wisco. I like when I'm right.
You wanted. Thank you for the call, Wisco. Curtis just wanted to hear it again.
I was distracted. Tell me how great I was and right I was, Wisco. Say it one more time for me.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Call back tomorrow, Wisco. Thank you for your input. 844-967-2789.
Dare we? CJ, you've been relatively patient. Welcome back, man.
Hey, CJ, happy Monday, wow, man. What do you got for us?
Happy Monday, gentlemen. I'm just wondering when you guys are going to discuss Kamala's record and how many things she's going to have to flip-flop.
Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala.
However you pronounce it. I'm not trying to be,
say comma,
trying to be disrespectful.
Like the, like, say comma.
Kamala.
Kamala. There you go. Thank you.
All right, cool. But, you know, she's, there's going to be so many things that she's going to flip-flop on that is going to be.
Has Trump ever flip-flopped on anything, CJ, in your opinion?
Well, I mean.
Everything, dude.
Specific,
everything? Let me rephrase the question for maybe a shorter answer. What has Donald Trump not flip-flopped on?
The border? Like,
who
now,
paid for the border,
the
CJ? Who
Mexico
who
was going to pay for it, right? Mexico paid for it then? We've sealed the border and Mexico paid for it?
Dom, who's the border czar?
Well, I know who you're going to say the border czar is, but you're talking about the hypocrisy and flip-flopping, right? So I'm just asking you, if you're, for a basis of our argument and discussion, if flip-flopping is a thing for you, or, you know, people saying things that don't come to fruition, perhaps you would have some observations of some of that happening on your side with, like, Donald Trump and Mexico paying for the wall.
No, can I give her – I mean, we're talking about this present record, this president and administration. I can list you a bunch of flip-flops if you want to actually talk about her record, our current vice president.
No, I understand your point, CJ, but my point in bringing it up to you is that if you're going to bring out flip-flops and whatever you may have, agree or not agree, before
you
even talk about it, I want to set the basis of our discussion and recognize that perhaps you observe that there's some flip-flopping on your side. And if you're going to be critical about someone else flip-flopping, certainly
you
would be open enough to be critical about flip-flopping on your side, right?
Fine, but I can give you examples of her flip-flops. Can you give me examples of his?
Well,
sure.
That's where I would step in and actually throw my memory at it. But so, CJ, your point is what? That Kamala doesn't have the extensive record of success that Donald Trump brought to office? I mean, all of his prior credentials.
Not even close. And has she answered one question other than a teleprompter? I mean, it's like the Joe Biden. I mean, they're going to hide her in the basement, too.
Man, do you just go straight to Fox News Digital for your talking points? I see that is literally the headline over there. She's following the Joe Biden hide in the basement campaign. What happens if she comes out and she does every interview and she, in fact, debates Trump and she whoops his ass, CJ, because she ain't afraid and she's not old and decrepit. And you know what else she's not? She's not a felon and she's not a rapist and she's not a fraudster. You know, those things start to wear on your character when they're proven in a court of law with evidence. And I can say all those things accurately about your candidate. And when you got to go debate a sharp lady with her law degree, a lady that on the Judiciary Committee made Kavanaugh cry, dude, Trump's going to be worse than Fat Elvis. He's going to crap his Depends right there on the stage.
Hey, CJ, Donald Trump has canceled the September 10th ABC debate. I'm wondering, why do you think that is? And do you
is that a flip-flop? Anywhere, anytime, any place? I think that was his statement. I think they're selling T-shirts that say that at the Trump rallies.
So why do you think Donald Trump doesn't want to debate on ABC?
I hope he does, but I believe that he made the deal with President Biden and not her.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay, whatever.
He made the deal with ABC with whoever the candidates would be who were qualified.
Like,
did you read the contract, dude? Listen, CJ, it's not true. He didn't make a deal specifically with Joe Biden. He made the deal with ABC. Do you hear what I'm telling you, man? Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do you hear me, CJ? He did not make a deal with Biden. You got it, right? So why does Trump not want to debate Kamala Harris, in your opinion?
I can't wait till it happens. He's going to debate her. She's the one in hiding. You know, this is going to be like Mandela Barnes, guys. This is going to be like Mandela Barnes when people find out her record and she's trying to run away from it and hide.
What do you think her biggest liability is, CJ, from a Republican standpoint? What are you going to come at? Because Trump's been coming out with all sorts of things that aren't sticking. So he's just being weird about it, CJ. What do you think is her biggest headwind to the MAGAs?
For the MAGAs, I would say the border is easy, but the world is on fire, and she dissed our greatest ally, Israel.
No, she met with Netanyahu. You know that that's inaccurate, CJ. You know that she had an individual meeting with Netanyahu.
No, and he said he dissed. He can meet with someone and still diss them because, she's dissing. According to CJ, he was in the room. He knows.
You know who else was not at that joint session of Congress? Senator J.D. Vance, the vice presidential pick under Trump.
Oh, what?
And I'm not clear that J.D. Vance got a private meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, but Kamala Harris did. So, it's disingenuous when they say it. It's disingenuous.
Well, because they can't, there's nothing great about Donald Trump or J.D. Vance. There's nothing to push. There's no support. There's no reason to go out and vote for Donald Trump.
Just give him all your monies. That's all he wants.
And your vote.
But mostly your money.
That's it.
More Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, I'm a Pete Buttigieg guy because Scott Ross told me to be a Pete Buttigieg guy. I agreed with this logic, though. But I have been reverse engineering because the rollout the VP rally starts in Philly tomorrow night. And we understand we might find out as soon as this evening who Kamala Harris has picked. Apparently they've offered, the presidential nominee offered. Very hard to say with all the VP stuff going around.
Right, right.
She's the VP, but she's the top of the ticket and she's picking her VP. And the pick is probably Josh Shapiro, I say. Just want you all to remember when I'm right once again. 63% of the time, right all the time. The only part I was wrong about, everything else. I was right about Eau Claire. I'm soon to be vindicated on Josh Shapiro as her pick. The only part I didn't know is they would double up rally days. She's coming to Eau Claire on Wednesday, the same day she will also appear in Detroit. I thought maybe a Thursday rally.
It actually works wrong, out
better on Hump Day for
clear,
me anyways.
If you're wrong and it's not Shapiro, it's Walls, then you're going to stop, making guesses and prognosticating.
Oh, absolutely not.
Forevermore.
Who do you think kept the bookies in business in college, Dad?
That was yesterday's lineup. 844-967-2789. We got a couple of callers waiting. Let's get to them. Fred from Cottage Grove, you are up. Welcome, Fred. What do you got for
us? Hey, Fred.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just a little thing for the border.
Yes, sir.
There was an ad this morning on the Olympics from MAGAs about Kamala, and it showed about the border crossing, and it showed a bunch of immigrants climbing Trump's wall. Of all the ironic things about, they're complaining about immigrants coming in the United States, well, they're climbing over his wall. I mean, what the heck?
It would be the highest, most impenetrable wall of all time, and Mexico will pay for it.
Exactly. But why would they put that in a video of them climbing Trump's wall? I mean, it's not Kamala's problem. I mean, well, it's all of our.
I'm sorry, what happened there? So if I understood Fred, he was saying that it was an anti-Kamala ad and they had immigrants climbing Trump's wall. And anyways, I'll have to see it, Fred. I've been watching some of the Olympics, but I haven't seen it all. 844-967-2789. Boz calling from Star Prairie, Wisconsin. He says, Star Prairie, welcome, Boz. What do you got for us?
Hey, well, I just want to go against your pick here. I live just across the border from Minnesota. The first guy I ever voted for in 1968 was Eugene McCarthy, a Minnesotan. Anyway, this Walsh guy is unreal. If you haven't seen his videos, which you probably have, he's the guy. I mean, you're talking about a teacher, hunter, military coach. He can respond to anything. He's got the rural thing. You know, he covers 50 states. This guy from Pennsylvania maybe has one state. Nobody's proven to me that he can get Pennsylvania. And why can't he just support and be out there to get Pennsylvania if he's governor?
Well, one must presume all of these candidates, whether or not they are the chosen one or not, better be out there surrogating in their respective states, including Tony Evers here in Wisconsin, that. Boss.
Let me say this.
Yes, sir.
I'm an old timer, so I remember back, I wasn't alive, but when Roosevelt chose his, was going for his unprecedented third term, he said, you know, the party wanted him to choose another conservative like John Garner from Texas, who actually ran against him in his third term. He chose Wallace, former Republican who was Secretary of Agriculture, did all this incredible stuff, and he says, I'm not going to run if I don't have a liberal. I think that's where we're at right now. I really do. I think that this is not a time that one state is going to you know, decide the thing. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Real quick, Boz, Star Prairie, are you listening on 1260 AM Lake Air out of Amory?
Yes.
See? Excellent. You have excellent taste in afternoon radio listenership. Don't be a stranger, Boz. Join us more often, man.
Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Boz. Appreciate it, man.
I always appreciate an intelligent listener that can offer some context, Tom. But I don't like when you start going to McGovern. Kind of reminds me of Mondale. You know, when you go with those Minnesota guys, I don't remember a President Mondale or McGovern. Do you?
Yeah, it's weird how that works. But Boz has a good point. And that's why it's going to be, it'll be a great contrast regardless of who Harris picks. Because look at the other side. Don't compare him to the almighty. Compare him to the alternative. You got Trump, and everyone knows Trump. And then there's, what's his name? The weird cat lady guy?
Oh.
Yeah, that guy. J.D. Vance, if that's your real name.
Cat lady or couch lover, were you saying? Thank you all for listening. Thank you.
A love seat? That's a new way to think about a love seat, man.
He's got a sectional in the basement. You know he does. Folks, thank you all for listening. Thank you to our good friend Matt Flynn for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll know that Crudy is totally vindicated.
Or not.
But
he'll be fine either way.
I will probably be fine either way. Probably. We'll see.
We'll see.
I might be a little bitter. Might be a little butthurt. Never can tell. I could go either way. I'm volatile like the markets.
Yeah.
I would short Crudy on a good day. Thank you all for listening, Rich. Thank you for what you do as well.
Thank you, Rich.
We'll talk about the new VP pick and why he's the greatest candidate, Josh Shapiro, that is, once she selects him and then brings him to town for all to meet. Special event on Wednesday, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I'll introduce you to the new VP pick of Kamala Harris. That's it. We're done. Go home now. No, you can keep listening. Just, we're done.